It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And here we are again. Happy Saturday to you. This is David Craig on Food Talk STL. It's a talk show. It's about food, and it's in St. Louis, therefore the name Food Talk STL. And I want to ask you, if you would please, I need your feedback. You can comment on the show. You can give me questions, comments, constructive criticism. Please don't rip me a new one. You can go on Facebook, on Twitter. My Twitter handle for the show is Food Talk STL. Website is foodtalkstl.com. You can even click on the About tab right there, and you can find an email address if you want to drop me an email. That would be appreciated. Also, on our website, we have archive. We have past shows. Just go to foodtalkstl.com, click on past shows, and there you can get audio files of our previous interviews. I do want to issue a warning. On this show, I will occasionally ask some stupid questions, and you know, I used to worry about that when I was on radio, and when I was a music jock, I went to Cardinals camp, and there was Bob Ramsey, sports reporter, and Bob said, "Are you having a good time?" And I said, "Yeah, but I'm really concerned about asking the ball players or, you know, Tony or one of the coaches a really stupid question, because I'm not, you know, in the sports world like you guys are." And he said, "Goodness, don't worry about that. We ask stupid questions all the time." So I'm just telling you, it may happen here today. Our board op is Matt Grover. Thank you for doing a good job there in the control room, Matt. And we'll talk to our first guest here in a second. First, I want to mention the passing of Joe Pollack, the dean of St. Louis restaurant critics, movie critics, theater critics. I actually first knew of Joe when I was a kid and subscribed to the Sporting News, and Joe would review sports related books for the Sporting News. And so I remembered the name, and then I moved to St. Louis in 88, and he was the lead critic for the Post-Dispatch, and we'd see him on TV and hear him on radio from time to time, and then got to know him a little bit better in recent years, going to movie screenings and as a member of the St. Louis Film Critics Association. Joe passed away early yesterday morning, and a lot of people have posted things online about that. And I think George Mahey of St. Louis Magazine, who had lunch with Joe and his wife Ann just last week in Clayton, posted a nice remembrance of Joe Pollack. And you can get to that from our website, foodtalkstl.com, or you can go to stlmag.com and look for the blogs and see what George has posted on there. Okay, our guests today, we have coming up later in the show, David and Andy with the Soul Taco Food Truck, Becky from Serendipity Ice Cream, and in studio with me right now are Paul and Wendy Hamilton, 1111 Mississippi, PW Pizza, Vendicet, and all that. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Well, before we get into our chat, would you guys like to say something about Joe Pollack?
Yeah, he was just a great guy. I mean, we always kind of felt when we first opened 1111 that he came in and kind of liked what we were doing, and he really sort of, him and Ann both kind of looked out for us. We always felt like they were kind of looking out for us, making sure, wanted to see us be a success, and we appreciated that. We kind of felt that throughout the years. They were great guests, came in all the time, and he'll be missed for sure. He really will.
Well, one of my friends posted online, he was a peach, and I just enjoyed talking to the guy, and I know he just knows so much and knew so much. I know he got a little bit of love here recently in, I think it was Bill McClellan wrote a column about Duff's restaurant in the West End that I guess they're in the process of selling. And I ran into Joe that day after he had gotten that love, and he started telling me all these stories about restaurants back in the day, Duff's and the others in the West End back in the 70s, which I'm sure it was quite the scene. Okay, we want to talk to you guys about St. Louis Originals and about your restaurants that you have. Let's start with St. Louis Originals. It's a group of St. Louis area restaurants, and why and what does St. Louis Originals do?
We're a collaboration of independent restaurants that support one another. We brainstorm with one another. If we have a question, we know that we can pick up the phone and call, you know, Rich LaRusso's, who's an icon to us, and, you know, run things off of him. So it's great for an independent restaurant to be able to have someone else to talk to. But then it's great for St. Louisans to support those independent restaurants and know that the money that they're spending is staying in St. Louis and it's not going to your chain who has a headquarters in Orlando, Florida.
And then you have the rewards program for people who have the card and go to the various St. Louis Originals restaurants.
Right. We have over 30,000 frequent diner members as part of the group, and it's a tremendous number. And so the guests that come in using the cards, they really enjoy it. You know, they earn points as they eat at the restaurants, and then they can redeem those points anywhere within the group. We have a new member that just we just signed on, the Three Kings Public House, which is a brand new member to the group. And so one of the things we are trying to do is expand the number of restaurants that are in the group and make it a little more enticing and appealing to the frequent diner program that we have out there now.
Now, I've been in there. They have an amazing selection of beers. They're right across Del Mar from the Tivoli in the U-City Loop. And I haven't had their food. Are you familiar with their food?
Yeah, I haven't actually been over there, so I can't really attest to it. But I do know of the food, and it's from what I've heard, the reviews are awesome. You know, they're doing a great job over there, and it's got an interesting menu. It's, you know, obviously public house. It's more casual, mm-hmm. But they're doing a really good job, and they fixed the place up. I mean, Riddles was certainly an icon, an establishment that everyone knows of, but it was been there a long time, and it took a lot of effort, I think, for them to, you know, fix it up the way they did. So.
Okay, now speaking of St. Louis Originals, we have a $25 St. Louis Originals gift card, which I guess you can use at any one of those restaurants that are on the list.
Right.
StLouisOriginals.com is where you'd find the list. And so here's what we want you to do. If you would dial in, Matt will select a random caller. He's clearing the lines right now. The number is area 314-969-0590. Again, 314-969-0590. And Matt will pick a random caller to be our winner of the St. Louis Originals gift card right now here on Food Talk STL. If you're just punching in, this is 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig. Our show is Food Talk STL on every Saturday from 11 to noon on 590. You guys, by the way, congratulations on your recent award. Restaurant owner of the restaurateur. I have to say that without the end. Restaurateur. Thank you. Of the year from the Missouri Restaurant Association.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now here's the thing. Most of us, we win an award, we celebrate by going out to dinner at a fine restaurant. You guys own fine restaurants. What'd you guys do to celebrate?
You know, we were just shocked to win. To be honest, I mean. Or I shouldn't say win, be recognized. You know, we've only been in business 8 years. And so for us, I mean, that type of award, I think, goes to more of a Tony's or to an Annie Gunn's, you know, Tom Sainert or Rich LaRusso. They've been in business for a long, long time. So we were really surprised. Right. We're very active in the St. Louis Originals. We were not as active in the Missouri Restaurant Association, mm-hmm. although we are members. And so it was a surprise for sure and an honor, honestly, to know that our peers recognized us in that way. So.
Yeah, but you didn't answer the question.
I think we probably did have a glass of champagne.
We did go to we took a little mini vacation right after.
Oh, that's right.
We went to Mexico.
Right. Okay.
There, we celebrated.
All right. There you go. I didn't know. You know, if you took rode up to Chicago or Mexico is good.
Yeah.
Mexico's a fun place to celebrate. Your restaurant is 1111 Mississippi, and the address of that restaurant is 1111 Mississippi. Now, is that an old building? It looks, when you drive by and when you step inside, it looks relatively new, but it's an old building.
Yeah, it's the building that we occupy was part of a complex. Our building is actually built in 1927. It was part of a shoe factory, originally Star Shoe and then International Shoe Company. But the complex itself goes back before the turn of the century. So it's pretty old. And when we went into that space, it was very dilapidated. There had been a fire. The roof had burned off. There were no windows. There was no floor.
Wow. There was a tree growing out in the middle of the building.
It was definitely a You had to see it to believe it.
Okay, and that opened in 03. You all, the Post-Dispatch, as I recall, were you the ones that they, like, wrote a series of articles about getting the restaurant ready?
Yes.
And what, there were like five or six, or were they way
more? Yeah, there were. Joe Holloman did the piece, and it was basically before the show, the restaurant came on TV. They followed the restaurant opening in mm-hmm. New York, and we actually had already, you know, been talking to Joe prior to that, and so he did the story here in St. Louis. So it was kind of relevant in the sense that people were, you know, used to seeing this on TV, and then now we're seeing it in St. Louis. And I mean, to be honest, it was one of those things, a once in a lifetime thing that came up, and certainly helped with our success and getting people to the restaurant. I mean, obviously, we had to do a good job once they got there. We had to deliver upon what we were trying to do, but I will say that, you know, being in the Post really gave us a kickstart that most restaurants don't get.
Well, where you all are on Mississippi Avenue is not a place that people normally drive by, right, unless you live in the Lafayette Square neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, and we definitely had a following, and we still do. There'll be guests that come in and say, "Oh, we followed you, you know, through the Post," and it's like that was 8 years ago. So that's still kind of exciting to see that there's still that spark. You're like, "Oh, we were reading about you."
So when Joe Holloman comes in and orders a margarita, it's like, "Don't worry about it, Joe. I'll take care of that."
Yeah, he's a regular. No, he's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
Now, Vin Dessette is, though, on a main drag. You're right there on Shoto, and people and trucks and everybody's going by there all the time. How did you all end up in that particular location right around the corner from 1111?
Well, we started looking for a space to hold events. We were getting quite a few calls for 1111, and just the space wasn't there. So Paul ventured out to start looking for a different building, and he looked all over in downtown because we wanted it to be close, and that building was not for sale. But Paul knocked on the door of the gentleman that owned it and said, "We'd like to look at the space." And, of course, we fell in love with it. He said we should knock it down. And we decided to open up the event space. That's what we bought it for. And then that's when we decided, when we walked up onto the roof of the building, we fell in love with it. So we decided to do another restaurant. But the intent was to just do Mulan, our event space.
And I've been to events at Mulan, and it's a wonderful big space, and really just kind of perfect for wedding receptions or whatever.
Yeah, we've totally developed the building out to where there's really nothing else to develop. I mean, mm-hmm. we took the basement and turned that into the malt house cellar, which has two event spaces. We have total of seven event spaces of 17,000 square feet. So, I mean, we can take groups from 350 all the way to a group of 20, and it's great. I mean, because we satisfy a birthday party, we satisfy a wedding, you know, charity event, you name it, we can do it. So.
Okay, tell me about, by the way, if you're just punching in, I'm talking to Paul and Wendy Hamilton, who are the owners of 1111 Mississippi, Vin Dessette, and PW Pizza, and we're Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Vin Dessette, rooftop dining. Today it's going to be, 60 degrees? Will the roof be open tonight?
The roof is always open, actually. We have a part of it enclosed into sort of what I would call like a tavern on the green feel. It's, mm-hmm. Kind of an awning situation, but it's all clear and you can see through it. So even throughout the coldest days of winter, on a weekend, we have that open. It's heated. It's really nice. It's actually nice and quiet and romantic. If it starts to get warm early in the season like it is now, what we do is we remove a few panels to let the kind of breeze through.
Okay.
Because certainly once the sun goes down, it gets cold again right now. So,
and do you have heaters out there?
We do. Yep, we do. And so it's always open, really. And a lot of people don't realize that. And obviously, we're much busier in the summertime than we are the winter. The neat thing about Vin Dessette, though, it's got an awesome bar. It's got a fireplace in the main dining room. It's really a cozy place that most people don't realize unless they come in the wintertime.
I have a couple of questions to ask you guys about food. I was looking at your 1111 menu website, and one of your side dishes is Brussels sprouts. And now, when I was a kid, and when I was going to school, back when they did nutritious lunches at schools, we would have Brussels sprouts, and I would eat them because I was hungry. And at home, I would eat them because I was kind of, you know, forced to. But I figured when I grew up, I'm not going to eat them. But I see them on restaurant menus all the time. I see them for sale at produce stands. Have Brussels sprouts made a comeback, or are people just cooking them different? Tell me.
Well, those have actually been on the menu since day one, and they're caramelized. And to be honest, I don't care for Brussels sprouts so much. But I will eat those because I think they're pretty tasty. But those, I don't know. I mean, they've been on the menu since day one.
You know, so. It goes back to, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mother making us eat greens and
sure.
all this stuff that I didn't like. And and as I got older, I look back and I think that it's a nostalgic thing. I think people, as you get older and your tastes develop, you miss the things that you grew up with.
Right.
And even though you hated it and you didn't want to eat it because your mother made you, now it reminds you of your mother and it reminds you of the good times of growing up. And I honestly think that's it. I mean, as I grew older, I really reverted back to I love greens now. I love all those things that I hated as a child, I enjoy it immensely.
Well, no, I would agree with you on that. But you know, Brussels sprouts, it took me a while to kind of get back in to Brussels sprouts as a grown-up.
Yeah. Well, and as a restaurateur, I mean, you're always trying to come up with some things that are different, you know. Mm-hmm. And so back when we put Brussels sprouts on the menu, nobody had Brussels sprouts on the menu. You know, we had rabbit. No one had rabbit. So it's things like that. You just try to be a little unique.
And on your PW pizza, and it didn't occur to me until somebody said, well, that's their initials, Paul and Wendy. PW pizza, one of your sauces, I don't know this one, chimichurri? What is
chimichurri sauce? It's actually a Brazilian sauce. It's basically similar to a pesto, but it's a little spicier. It has different ingredients in it, but it's similar to that, and it goes really well with beef. And that's where how we pair it. We pair it with basically prime rib that we slice really thin, which we put on a pizza, and then we also have a sandwich that we make out of it.
We also put it on the Santo, which is chicken.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Is it green?
Yes.
It is. And it's made with cilantro.
It's got cilantro instead of basil. Pesto would be with basil, and cilantro is this.
So if you don't like cilantro, hate it, because we love cilantro, but we have friends that just can't stand
it. Some people don't like cilantro. So if you don't like cilantro, it's not the sauce for you.
Oh, I do. My wife hates it, and she'll make guacamole, and she'll say, here's some of this if you want to put it in there.
Right.
I'm not going to put it in there. But I want to try that.
That's really good.
That's and that's something new. Is that something you've seen a lot around town?
No.
A lot of the things we tried to do there were different. We tried to, make a basic kind of really good quality pizza place, but we wanted to throw a few things in there that were a little bit different and that you don't necessarily see here in St. Louis.
We wanted to have fun when we were working on the menu.
All right. I'm putting that on my list, the chimichurri sauce at PW Pizza. Hey, guys, thank you for coming by. We have a winner, a St. Louis Originals gift card. It's Nancy Hubert of Trenton, Illinois. Her name's been on the screen there for a while. I just now got around to mentioning it. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you for coming in here. And hope you have a great night tonight. Now, who's running which restaurant tonight?
Actually, Wendy will be PW. And I'll probably be probably be at 11:11, but maybe also at Vindicette.
So. Okay. And I'm sure you got a million good people there working.
We do. Our staff's awesome.
And you guys probably delegate.
Yes.
We try, yes.
Okay. Hey, it's Paul and Wendy Hamilton, 1111 Mississippi, Vendicette, PW Pizza, Mulan, and St. Louis Originals. Thank you guys for stopping by and visiting with us today here on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Becky from Serendipity Ice Cream. Looking forward to visiting with her coming up here in a couple or 3 minutes on 590 The Fan, KFNS.